Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, morning on a Monday. That's a heck of a start for a week. Good Monday morning. Jeff Wirtz in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Plenty to talk about today. This is 15 Minutes of Fame. And, you know, I said last week that this was a chance. This eight-game stretch was a chance for the Royals to get right. Headed out west last Friday and had a chance to get right. They had a chance to beat up on some teams that, quite frankly, just weren't that good. And the Royals responded. The Royals responded big time. A 7-2 road trip. And cap it off yesterday with a big win over the Anaheim Angels. They get three out of four from the Angels and really just took this thing and ran with it for the majority of last week. The Royals don't look now, man. The Royals are right back in this thing. 3.5 back in the division, 2 under .500 right now. We were talking about a team that was 10 games under .500 just a few weeks ago, and we're probably going to be sellers by this time, by today. I figured, and I said this on record last, what was it, middle of June? I said the Royals will be the last series that the Kansas City Royals, as we see it, stand together. I believe that I said that during the Cleveland series to start the month. This would be the last series that this team was together, but they are holding together and still holding strong. Games going their way in the last 10 really have just found a new offense, found a new life. We're seeing a team that can score runs, a team that really hadn't had a kickstart in quite a while. But they answer with 12 runs, 8 runs, 8 runs, 7 runs, 7 runs, 7 runs. That's a nice road trip. And again, they win. They get the victory yesterday. Quick look at yesterday's game. They do win 7-3. Jason Vargas with another victory. And Jason Vargas this year has been tremendous. He is leading the MLB in multiple categories. First one to 10 wins. He is 10-3 on the year. A couple of big hits. Mike Moustakas leads it off with a RBI double, getting Torres, Kane, and Hosmer, a three-run double for Moose. And Salvador Perez, really, they put this thing out of reach early on. Salvador hits a big-time shot. That ball still hasn't landed. 429. Absolutely blasted that ball.
Man, that ball got out of here in a hurry. You know, anything travels that far, I'd have a damn stewardess on it, don't you think?
Perez blasted that thing and put them up 7-2 in the fourth inning. They would not look back. And as we said, Jason Vargas, good yesterday. 6 innings, allowed 8 hits, 3 earned runs. Got in trouble multiple times, but was able to wriggle out of those jams. More often than not, he was able to get through those jams. And again, 6 innings, 8 hits, 3 earned runs. Did strike out 3 in this game, and then the bullpen came in and worried you a little bit, but overall didn't allow a run. a pair of strikeouts from Scott Alexander. We're seeing the kind of the turnaround, I think, of Scott Alexander, and that might be the death blow to him. But me just saying that might be the death blow, but a nice outing for overall for the Kansas City Royals. And again, they cap off a road swing with another victory. They go 7-2 on the road. Two out of three with the Padres, both of them against the Giants, and then 3 out of 4 against the Los Angeles Angels. They head back home tonight. They will take on the Boston Red Sox. We'll talk a little bit about Boston coming up in just a little bit. They are going to miss a piece. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. But the story all over baseball yesterday was Nolan Arenado. We see the cycle. We see the cycle often. I shouldn't say often. We see that cycle at least once, guaranteed once, maybe even twice a year. We don't see a cycle like this. Just running through real quick. Bottom of the first gets a triple. Great. Good start. Bottom of the fourth, a single. All right. Half there. How about this? A double in the bottom of the sixth. Coming up in the bottom of the ninth in a two-run deficit for the Colorado Rockies. Bottom of the ninth, his last chance to get the home run to complete the cycle. How about a walk-off home run to complete the cycle? Nolan Arenado with one out in the bottom of the ninth with the team trailing 5-4. He blasts a three-run shot, and Colorado wins the game against the San Francisco Giants. San Francisco having a rough week. They get handled by the Royals and then get blasted in this series. They lose all four games of this series, including the walk-off home run, the walk-off three-run shot, completing the cycle for Nolan Arenado. Only the second time in history that a home run, a game-winning home run, completed the cycle. Just a big-time shot from Nolan Arenado. And again, the Rockies now controlling the NL West right now, playing very, very well. 46-26 in the AL West right now. They are playing some very, very good baseball in the NL West. And right now they lead the division only by one game, because the middle of that division and a steep drop off in that NL West right now. The Rockies 46-26, and both the Dodgers and Diamondbacks a game back, but in third place, in fourth place in that division are the San Diego Padres, 17 games back. San Francisco, the bottom dwellers in that division, 19.5 game back. So a severe drop off in the NL West, and really a three-dog fight right now for the West. But right now, Colorado playing some very, very good baseball. They have won 5 straight. The top 3 in the division are all on long winning streaks. 5 for the Rockies, 7 for the Diamondbacks, and 3 for the LA Dodgers. So right now, that NL West is something to really behold. I said earlier that Boston had a little bit of a problem. They come in to Kansas City tonight. They will be without second baseman Dustin Pedroia. Yesterday, he was hit the win against the Houston Astros. He was immediately taken to the hospital. Manager John Farrell said the injury had swelled up in the subsequent innings and limited his range of motion. Now they're saying that there is big-time damage to those to those ribs as well as his left lat area. It has continued to swell and tighten. He was losing everything in his left arm, so we had to get him off of his feet, according to John Farrell, the Boston Red Sox manager. So the Red Sox will be without their all-star second baseman as they roll into Kansas City tonight. Look at the pitching matchup for that game tonight. The Red Sox will send Hector Velasquez to the mound tonight, 1-1 with a 6.48 ERA. Only his second start in the bigs. Third appearance overall. He came out of the bullpen in his last start, however, was really roughed up. Just could not hold down anything. And in his last outing, went 3 1/3, but did play well in that game. But his start was not good. Gave up 7 in the previous start. Opposite him will be Jason Hamill for the Royals. Not a spectacular year for Hamill either. 3-6 with a 5.05 ERA. However, he has pitched well in his last couple of outings. Pitched 6 innings in his last 3 starts with only 1 walk in the month of June. So a thing that has plagued him, the walks, he has really tapered back. So again, Velasquez against Hamill tonight, Royals and Red Sox, 7:15 from the K. Speaking of the city of Boston, switching to the NBA now, the NBA draft just coming up a few days from now, coming up on Thursday, the NBA draft, the Boston Celtics were involved in the trade. You know, people say that the NBA draft is a little bit, and I agree, the NBA draft night is a little bit dry, but the days leading up to it are always full, and this one is no different. The Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers have agreed to trade, to swap picks. They will go number 1 and number 3. Philadelphia moving from that 3 spot up to number 1. They are expected to take Washington guard Markelle Fultz. Looks like the top 3 right now, barring any sort of craziness, will be Fultz, Ball, and Josh Jackson. Maybe not necessarily in that order unless Lonzo Ball has his way. But right now it is the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Lakers, and Philadelphia, the top 3 picks. So again, the trade still going on. Trade still will happen up until the final game, final minutes before the draft. Still a lot of things to be determined. As we said, the Los Angeles Lakers with that number 2 pick right now, they are still trying to grab a first round pick. They may trade out of that pick, according to several sources. They are trying to pick up some more trade pieces and can do that. But right now, as it stands, it is Boston, Los Angeles, and Philly in those top 3 picks. One other thing in the NBA, a source close to the NBA, and I don't understand, the source close to the NBA, it's some writer out of Boston, who cares? But he is saying that the Pacers have talked to the Cavs about a possible trade for Paul George. That would be huge. That would be giant. Add another piece for LeBron James, and this, of course, probably means the end of K-Love in Cleveland. I think they've been trying to get rid of Kevin Love, and if they could add Paul George, it makes this Cleveland team very, very dangerous. So, again, the NBA draft coming up on Thursday. We'll have a little bit more on that in the coming days. That's all I have for you today. Have a great Monday. Again, Royals baseball tonight. Velasquez against Hamill, 7:15 from the K. We'll come back and break down everything you saw tonight, as well as look forward to what we have going on Tuesday on tomorrow's show. Have a great day, and we will talk to you back here tomorrow with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.